Now, getting back to the transportation theme, though, you mentioned riding the buses. Was quite an experience.
Well, there was Neville's Transportation that ran a bus from North Burnaby to South Burnaby. And Neville's buses were not terribly reliable.
Mm.
He always had very poor equipment. And he also ran the school bus service for the high school students to going to Burnaby South. Picked us up in the morning and picked us up in the afternoon from the school.
And these were, it was a private bus company.
They were private, yeah. His equipment was always having problems.
Hmm. Did you remember when cars first came into your life?
Grandfather always had a car, mm-hmm. but my father never got a car until after the war. And my grandmother had a car. My grandmother's car was assembled at the Ford Motor Plant on Kingsway. There was an assembly plant on Kingsway.
And any of your high school friends have cars?
No, we didn't have cars. We had bicycles.
Mm-hmm. We were also talking a little bit earlier about some of the popular entertainment that was available to people, to young people in Burnaby. Do you recall maybe in high school or later going to movies or shows?
Well, we went to the odd show, but the big thing was when they built the drive-ins after the war, was to go and sit in the back and get a free movie by watching the Cascade Drive-In. That was a big thrill. But other than that, we went to movies in Vancouver. We'd get on the Interurban and go to the movies in Vancouver.
Did community halls play any role in your social life?
There was no community hall in Central Burnaby. Yeah, there was one here at Charles Rummel Park. There was a community center there, and there was one over on Spurling Avenue in Hastings. What is that called? I've forgotten the name of it. It's still there. But no community halls were part of it. There was a church in our area, and there was a Catholic church and a United church. Mm-hmm. And the United church used to put on movies, and I've gone to a few movies there, but of course they often wanted to proselytize you, so I didn't go very often.
Were you aware of any rivalries at all between the Catholic Church and the United Church? I mean, did you know who the Catholic kids were in town versus
no,
the...
No, no. I knew who the Catholic father was because I delivered papers to him. And I knew he had a drinking problem because he never used to pay me regularly.
How about these supper clubs I hear tell about?
I didn't know anything about them. There was the Gay Paree, there was...
Something called the Flame?
The Flame up by Smith Avenue,
And I've heard of
the Lamplighter. The
Lamplighter. One called Lamplighter as well?
Yeah.
And I've heard the name Black Bart's and the Coconut Grove.
Coconut Grove? Yeah, I think there was one on Hastings called the Coconut Grove. I didn't
know. It's not part of your world at all?
No, but... You see, there were these vistas or motels. There was the barbecue, which was located near Forest Lawn Cemetery, and they had little cabins, and they had a little dance hall there. People used to drive out in the late 30s and early 40s. And then there was the Rio Vista on Grandview Highway, which is just further down the road, and people they had these dinner things and dances, and I never went to them because I was just a kid.
So people would come up from Vancouver.
Yeah.
So it'd be a big sort of evening out to the wilds of Burnaby.
And I guess they stayed at the motels and whatever they did, but I had these drive-in courts and what, and there were two of them. There was the Rio Vista and there was the barbecue.
Interesting.
Yeah, and they had park-like settings, and they had small cabins. Yeah, they were quite, and they had a little store. Each of them had a little store because we used to go and shop there, buy candy and things. Yeah. It was. I guess it was quite a trip from Vancouver on the old Grammy Highway.
Now, in the 1950s, I mean, you got you were married in
52.
During the 50s, were there any fears about, you know, Cold War fears in the area? I've seen courses for civil defense courses.
No, I know. No, I never took any interest in it.
But were there ever announcements or warnings about what to do in case there's
a
nuclear attack?
No.
A lot of fear here.
I was too busy doing other stuff then.
Mm-hmm. and no fears about whether you had communists as neighbors or any of that
No.
kind of thing.
But talking about communists, when I was a child and we lived on Dominion Street, one of our neighbors was a man by the name of Norman Hatherley, and he ran for council. And his neighbor was a guy by the name of Harry Ball. And Harry Ball ran for council as a communist. And Norman Hatherley ran for the CCF. And my father used to get me to help Mr. Hatherley by putting up posters at election time. We'd drive around in his old car and stop at every telephone pole, and I'd jump out and stick up these posters to vote for CCF. I don't think Harry Ball ever got in as a communist, but he was a very nice man. He was a strong unionist, and there was a lot of attempts to get labor organized in those days. And he was a very nice guy. But they lived as neighbors, and that was my only real exposure as a kid to this political stuff. But,
Now, you started family as well, while living here in Burnaby. I'm curious what you saw, I mean, thinking about your own upbringing versus what sort of the standards for raising a family in the 50s. I mean, they were boomers. Did you see any differences?
No. Well, I think the schools had improved. You know, the schools were pretty poor when I went to school, in grade school. I mean, Burnaby, I think, was in receivership in the 30s.
Mm-hmm. 32 to 42.
And no, Burnaby was certainly becoming modernized in regard to education, but you know, and they were building a lot of new schools, and of course, there's a lot of development going on, new subdivisions like Brentwood and Kentwood, and on it goes. There were these huge housing developments being developed, and shopping centers started to emerge. And metro towns started to take shape, and there were dramatic changes when that happened, and there were dramatic changes when Brentwood happened and Lougheed Mall. So you had these kind of, I guess they were like town centers they were trying to develop. But it was curious, you know, that the car was the important thing, and until really quite late in the development, they decided to build sidewalks, for example, on Government Road. The sidewalk on Government Road was a very recent addition. They never allowed places for pedestrians. And it's very, very interesting. And of course, there was this whole change in attitude. When I had my Government Road property, I had horses, and there was a move to get rid of horses, and I used to have the health inspector on checking on my horses. And then suddenly that changed, and horses became fashionable again. So now Burnaby has an equestrian center.
Right. Do you remember when that change happened? Was that
I can't give you a date on that. But and there was a move to get rid of chickens, and I had you know, the health inspector come around looking at my chickens to see that they were properly cared for. I didn't have rats and things. It was a very, very interesting phenomenon. But as a kid, you know, I mean, there were horses and animals all over Burnaby. A lot of, we were building, or my father was building, and he had horses excavating the foundation in the early 40s.
Did you know of, you know, real farms that were commercial or subsistence farms rather than just large backyards?
Yeah, there were quite a few raspberry farms. You know, there was a raspberry farm on what is now Canada Way, just, you know, where the ice rink is across from the city hall. There was a big raspberry farm in there. There was a big chicken farm in there. There was Murchie's Raspberry Farm. And well, when I lived on Norfolk Street, there was a family had a big farm there. He had horses. He had, his name was Zacharut, Mike Zacharut. And he had huge raspberry patches, and he had workhorses and chickens and so on. So people did make a living during the 30s and 40s with farming. My uncle was actually in raised chickens for a while in the 40s and had huge flocks of chickens.
And it just sort of slowly seemed to taper off as
you know,
he developed.
He actually went broke doing it. He had this huge flock of chickens, and they got this terrible disease, and they all died, and
Oh.
there were thousands. I just remember the kid, it was just a complete disaster.
Wow.
Yeah.